Think about what you might use a laptop for. Checking your email, searching the web, maybe writing your great American novel. For a group at ASU, their laptops are musical instruments. The Laptop Orchestra of Arizona State has been around for several years and late last year released an album called Nodes. I spoke with Justin Kennedy. He's a composer and co-directs the Laptop Orchestra of Arizona State, and Althea Pergakis, a media artist, programmer, and laptop musician.
Essentially, we use orchestra in less of a sense of, like, here's a digital cello, here's a digital violin. That's not what we are. It's a common misconception about us. What we are is that we build our own digital interfaces and use digital instruments to create these sonically lush pieces.
When you say digital interface, what do you mean by that?
We program our digital instruments from scratch. Largely, anyway, using an assortment of programming environments, but it's all things that we can click or type or play with to generate sound.
So are you starting with the actual sound of an instrument and manipulating it, or are you actually creating it from scratch?
Both. Sometimes you use something like subtractive synthesis, which might be starting from scratch and using the sounds that you can create within the computer. Other times you might take an audio sample. And I think one of the simplest ways to think about it, at least for me, is if you look at a really huge synthesizer, one of these older synthesizers from the 70s that's giant and fills up the entire room. Nowadays we can take technology of that magnitude and fit it into a computer and more, and do things even beyond that. And so that's sort of what we do. We create interfaces like that.
How do you describe the sound of what you're producing?
I think that depends on the composition and on the piece, and it varies. Laptop orchestra is a very large genre, and it's capable of a lot of different sounds. So it can vary from something that's really abstract and avant-garde to something that could be quite tonal and pleasant and calm sounding.
And Althea, you talked about how this is not sort of a traditional orchestra. Watching a performance of your group, it's a bunch of people staring at laptops. I mean, it looks like you could be in a classroom, you could be on the subway, you could be pretty much anywhere. You've said that you're not like the most musically inclined person on earth. How do you sort of get involved in something like this without having that kind of background?
So I come from a background of really loving music and never really dedicating to an instrument. And one of the things that really attracted me to computer music and laptops in general was that it could be, there was sort of a wide variety of things that you can do with it because it's a computer, you can do anything, right? And so that's one of the things that really attracted me to it. And one of the things that we're working on as a laptop orchestra is to look a lot less like we could just be checking our email, which is sort of a challenge because you are limited by, it's a laptop, it's how you use one. So we have this sort of dual challenge of creating something that's really beautiful and also to sort of break people's preconceived notions of what you do with a computer.
Althea, as anybody who has ever used a laptop can attest, they sometimes don't work. They run out of battery, the programs freeze, whatever might happen. How do you account for that when you're performing?
A lot of our pieces are sort of written in such a way that if someone needs to do a quick reboot, then like we can get away with it. It won't necessarily sound great, but I'm also sort of a big fan of sort of fake it till you make it. So if it's not working correctly, write it out, dedicate.
Have you had instances where your machine froze in the middle of a performance or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
You're both nodding.
Yes.
Is the music that you perform original music? I mean, are there places that you can sort of rearrange already composed music? I mean, are you creating it yourselves?
So again, both. There are definitely a few pieces that are sort of, I don't want to say standards of laptop orchestras, but there's pieces that everybody does. But largely our compositions are our own.
Yeah, I would say that probably 80% of what we do is original, because the general consensus of the group is new work will get priority.
Ha- has the genre of laptop orchestra music evolved to the point where there are different groups that play sort of different kinds of music?
I'd say that it's very diverse, and there are laptop orchestras doing radically different things. I think we also do our own kind of unique ideas. I mean, we played a punk rock show not too long ago, and I think we're one of the few laptop orchestras that does something of that sort.
Yeah, I frequently joke that we're the only laptop orchestra that thinks we're a punk band, as a lot of the other laptop orchestras tend to be very academic, unsurprisingly, whereas we tend to be a little scrappier. So there's just sort of the notion of, well, we sound very different because of that background.
Althea Pergakis is a member of the Laptop Orchestra of Arizona State. We also heard from Justin Kennedy, who co-directs and writes pieces for the group.